This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show starts now from Pittsburgh, PA. Why, Robert? Why did you go to Pittsburgh?
Well, my good friend Tracy Strout, she just said, just come on over to Pittsburgh. Well, we talked about it last week, or maybe a couple weeks ago. Tracy was on saying, hey, Nutritional Frontiers, come on in. We're doing an education session. And I was silly enough to go, sure, let's go. And Tracy, they didn't throw any tomatoes at me. That's a good first good sign. And I have to say thank you for inviting me out. Shout out to Jamie and the crew from Nutritional Frontiers. They really put on an amazing event. And I spoke, warmed up the crowd in the morning for the real star, Tracy Strout, who just knocked it out of the park with great details on what's going on health-wise, the challenges that we've been talking about here, about people that have been subjecting themselves to experimental injections, COVID shots, right, that kind of thing, and really talking about how to manage what's coming. And you know what? I don't know what it is about that Jamie guy from Nutritional Frontiers, but he's investing in education. Not everybody does that.
That's true. That's the backbone to Nutritional Frontiers and what we provide our practitioners. I can't say that I knocked it out of the park. You totally knocked it out of the park, Robert. You were amazing, and we're just so blessed to have you here. We just appreciate you coming all the way in from the West, you know, to be with us. And, yeah, I mean, our practitioners, they want to learn. They want to know the truth. It's really hard to get the truth, and especially if they don't know where to go. So we brought you to them. And now they have access to you and all the other resources we use. So we were just so overwhelmed to have you here. It was awesome.
Well, it was fun because when you said I get to talk about the terrain, I mean, the whole title of the weekend was like,
Breaking the contagion myth,
right? Mm-hmm. The myths of contagion. This idea that we're just victims of things that float around in the air. This is what we've all, as a planet almost, been conditioned to believe. And I said over centuries now, and it's subjected ourselves to the point where we are willing to take just shots that have no standard, no authorization other than an emergency use, no actual license. I mean, it's just, we've dealt with people that are good people, nice people, intelligent people. And you're like, what? You got the shot? Mm-hmm. And we're just scratching our heads going, man, this goes deep. Yeah. So to be able to do a discussion about the terrain, and then you, like I said, you did knock it out of the park because I kind of laid the foundations and you went into the great details of the pathways. You went into what we've been learning about all the vaccine and vaccine ingredients, what they're impacting, what are we going to concern about. And I don't know if everybody else one day can see your lecture on that, but I think it would be awesome if it was available to the public. But those that want to probably just reach out to Nutritional Frontiers.
Absolutely. We can take care of that.
Yeah.
I thought one of the most interesting things was the night before, Robert, when we were down in the lobby and we ran into that group. Mm-hmm. There's a group that comes to the hotel every year and every week now, and they do a CEO group. And we were talking to them about truths of, you know, what is COVID and the vaccine. And they ended up coming to the seminar today. So I thought that was amazing. Just two people that we met at the hotel. Yep. And I'd run into them last year when we were here. So we kind of had a little bit of a rapport. But
yeah, they were really cool people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know what bar food they were eating. They were watching the
horse. They bring their own, actually.
Do they? Okay.
It's even worse.
They were watching the horse races and betting on. It's like, wow, these are interesting people. But they were nice. I could tell. They resonated, like friendly, outgoing. They weren't afraid. We weren't wearing masks. On and on it goes. And we're talking about the thing, even the vaccine. And I know the woman that came this morning or yesterday for this event, she got the shot, apparently.
She got the shot.
And I said, you know, that's a concern, right? I'm concerned. But to her credit, they came, and they were really appreciative of what they learned at the event. And I just think that, you know, like I said, being out in the world was what we're called to do. We're not
right.
called to hide away and not help people. They
right.
need We need to meet them where they are.
Absolutely. Yeah. And how you delivered that was so great. It's like you equated it to a lifeguard, and you said you jump in, you swim towards the victim, but then you backpedal just a little bit, mm-hmm. kind of assess the situation
yeah.
and figure out how is the safest way for both of us to come to the shore,
mm-hmm.
right? To like get back to where we both need to be.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a great analogy because we don't think about it. We just rush in as practitioners. But you said, like, if we're not safe,
mm-hmm.
if we don't get there and get to deliver the message, and something happens because we're rushing in too fast
yeah.
and we get taken out.
That's right.
We get drowned, then nobody wins.
Right.
So I was like, that's a great analogy. Very
useful. That was my lifeguard training way back
mm-hmm.
when. It comes to use later on land. So
I was mostly the victim back then.
Yeah.
But not a great swimmer.
Talking about drowning.
Mm-hmm.
You introduced me to Michelle, who's going to join us in just a moment.
Yes.
And told me of a story of this woman who ended up with a COVID diagnosis in ICU on a ventilator for
yeah.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And she survived, which not many people can say that they
right.
did. And you need to introduce the story and Michelle to us all, because she's just, I'm going to say it. She's right here next to me, but I'm going to say she's a godsend.
Yes.
Because she not only is alive and well, she kept me alive and well this weekend and brought me the most amazing organic food, some kind of cashew cream chicken thing with rice noodle. Oh, my God. Amazing, Michelle. Love you. Thank you so much. So set the story up, Tracy, because this is amazing.
Well, I'll first say that Michelle by far has the biggest heart for Jesus and to serve, and that's why I love her so much.
She's got a golden heart.
She does. I met Michelle through Nutritional Frontier. She's one of our doctors.
Mm-hmm.
She uses our products in practice. And I just met her through a couple of VIPs and professional training events. And she called me one day for prayer, and we prayed together. And then I saw her later on at another, I think it was a VIP dinner we did.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of like, you know, faded away, and we didn't really like talk or anything. And then she got sick. And I'm not sure how we connected back, but her husband called me. And he said, you know, Michelle is in the hospital. They're going to put her on a vent. And she told me to call you if this happened. And I was like, oh, okay. So from that point, Shane and I stayed in very close contact throughout her hospital stay. And then afterwards, we pulled in a lot of resources, like our friend Dr. Len Brancewicz, who's a PharmD. And
I met Dr. Len. Nice guy. Smart guy. Really cool.
Another
good people here.
Just wonderful, Christ-centered man. And I also grabbed Judy Mikovits from time to time and ran protocols past her. She connected me with her friends. I mean, talk about the body of Christ coming together. And it was just amazing.
So God's all over this.
Oh,
now, Michelle, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. First time, right?
Yep. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for caring for me here this weekend.
Absolutely.
Considering what you've been through, that you're alive and upright is amazing.
Right.
So you've had a history of health issues, even though you have invested your time in learning holistic health and helping others. But from what Tracy described me, and you even reiterated, you were not taking care of yourself as well as you should. Like those practitioner healers that heal everybody but forget about themselves.
Right. Right. That was definitely where I was before I got sick. In fact, I hadn't been feeling well for a while. And that was when we originally reconnected, was I called Tracy and I just said, you know what, I need somebody else to help me here. I am so focused on other people, I can't even think straight about my own health. And something's very wrong. And that was about a month before I got COVID. Called her. I knew God was in it, even in that phone call that day. I told her, you know, I feel like I prayed about who to invite into this, and your name came to mind. We had not talked.
No, it was
in
a while.
Like a year before
that
point.
This is how Spirit works.
Right.
If you're prayerful and you sit down and you listen, you can be directed. And, you know, the key is not only being direct, but listening to the direction
right.
and acting on it.
Absolutely.
And that takes practice a little bit, because you're like, I'm not sure, but you did.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here because
right.
of that, honestly. Right. So you ended up so severely ill that you ended up in the hospital, a
right.
place you know you don't
right.
want to be.
No. Yeah, because I grew up with lots of lung issues, very, very severe asthma, allergies to everything. Robert talked about the allergy test that everything flared up. That was completely
was
my
YouTube.
Situation
yeah.
as a kid. And I had met an ND when I was 22, and we had made these, you know, pretty significant changes in diet and lifestyle, and that was my first understanding of what God's given given us, the invitations he's given us in creation to really help our bodies heal. And he, so that was a huge change in my mindset. Watched my mom fight lymphoma, watched that whole process, and I was just sitting there, just observing, really, at that place. I was taking part, but also observing the differences in the allopathic model versus the holistic model, and how one went in and found the root cause, mm-hmm. and the other one just tried to mask symptoms and make things go away. One used the beauty and the bounty of what God's given us. Mm-hmm. The other just put poison
in our bodies. I know, but now you're, with knowing this, you're mm-hmm. now so sick. It's like life and death stuff going on, and right. you have to go into the place where you're like, no, yeah. you really don't want to go, because there's right. a lot of problems with it, right?
Right. Yeah, that was a hard decision. I remember yeah. that night specifically. I actually had gone in twice, so just to give a little bit of the backstory, which helps understand, someone asked me today, do you think the ventilator was necessary? And I said, well, once we got to that point, they had made it necessary. So when I first got sick, I was working a lot, so I just felt really, really exhausted, which was not super new to me. It was just more severe than what I had been.
How long were you sleeping every night?
Before that, maybe 2-3 hours a night okay, was yeah. my sleep patterns. I just was, especially once COVID hit, my practice kind of blew up. I was also managing a wellness center as well on top of practicing. Mm-hmm. And I was just 3 kids, homeschooling them. You know, all of life blew up mm-hmm. during that time. And the thing that I gave up most was my sleep and my food, which are huge, huge.
Yeah, nourishment, regeneration, not possible yeah. over time. Right. Now, you know, we've talked about COVID on this show, and mm-hmm. Tracy, you know, we go talk about terrain. Is it really this virus that's doing everything? Or, as one of the most brilliant little one sentences mm-hmm. that I've heard, Tracy, yeah. you introduced, but it was Michelle's.
Yeah.
You know, you highlighted in your talk. What did you say COVID was? Yeah.
COVID is just the highlighter for everything else that's already going on in the body, not just the body, but the mind mm-hmm. and the spirit. We're all of those. And so if you look at COVID, it brought out fear in people, fear of dying, fear of getting sick. So we have that from an emotional perspective, fear of getting someone else sick. It highlighted that role that we take that God has not given us. Mm-hmm. to make sure that we are somehow preventing sickness in others. It highlighted physically the issues that are already happening. I was having heart palpitations every single day.
Yeah, you are in tip-top shape.
Was not at all.
That's the point of what we're saying. It kills everybody except 99.97% of the people. Well, why? If this is a highlighter for things that are already going on, pay attention to what right. we're going to share with you. Michelle, and your last name, Kunselman? Kunselman.
Kunselman, yeah.
I'm right now. Kunselman. It's like, whoa. All right, we got that going on. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it. We just heard the sentence, coronavirus, COVID, whatever they call it. I mean, it's just this umbrella, whatever, for fear, but it brings up all the things that are already wrong, seemingly spotlights those who are vulnerable. And I talk about that in the terrain. It's about vulnerability. Are you vulnerable? Are you not? And we all have vulnerabilities. We have strengths and weaknesses, but Michelle, you had worked yourself into incredible vulnerability.
Right.
And you have a history of you said, lung issues.
Right.
All right. So now you're getting sick. You're ending up in the hospital. Tell us what's transpiring now.
Yeah. So I, woke up on a Wednesday morning just exhausted. And I just thought, gosh, I've got to do something. I've got to make changes. Went through the whole day and I worked like a 12-hour day that day, the next day another 12-hour day, just continually getting more exhausted. Finally, Friday afternoon, I thought, I think I've had chills for the last 2 days. Took my temperature, I had a fever of 102, and by the next day I was at 104. So, it wasn't that my body didn't give me any clues that I wasn't doing well. I just didn't listen. And sometimes I'll go back and I'll think, what was happening in my brain? Like, why didn't I stop? And I look back to that, and you could walk into that and, almost be ashamed and say, I knew better. Why didn't I go back there? But as I've really given this situation over to God and asked Him to show me, what was this all about, a very poignant moment comes in my mind, and that was after I come off of the ventilator, and I was laying in my hospital bed, isolated, because I hadn't seen anybody at that point in 20 days.
Wow.
And I was saying to God, God, what just happened? Did I misunderstand something? Did I do something wrong? And at that very moment, a friend sent me a text, and she said, Michelle, I believe God let you go through COVID because you were willing.
Mm.
And when we walk through our lives and we realize that we have sickness or struggle, every practitioner I know that's a really good practitioner has gone through hard struggle. And the doors that God has opened for me to be able to sit with people in struggle because of COVID have been life-changing, to see not my power, but the power of God in a really, really weak situation. So by Sunday, I knew I was in respiratory distress, and I was checking my oxygen level saturation, and I was watching it just go down. So by Monday, I went to the emergency room just to get some albuterol. I was really hoping to just get some albuterol so I could feel a little better. But when I went, they also gave me a bunch of steroids before I even, and I was very sick when I walked in there. So I really was, you know, I didn't participate as much as I would normally have participated. So they gave me a bunch of steroids, and I really believe that that was kind of a key moment in my body's ability to continue to tolerate or to walk through the rest of the virus. Mm-hmm. And again, nothing is by accident, so I don't look at the decisions the doctors made that night, and I'm not upset about it. We knew I had COVID. I had lost my sense of taste and smell. There was no doubt. I had the x-ray showed I had really severe pneumonia at that point. They literally gave me albuterol, some steroids, and I think some antibiotics. I perked up because they gave me some fluids. They sent me home that night.
Okay.
Once my oxygen levels got to 94, they sent me home. And went home. I really have very few memories of the next couple of days because I was just that sick. So sick I couldn't even, you know, stand up to give myself a drink of water. I couldn't do anything. And by Wednesday night, I knew things were getting really, really bad. And my oxygen levels were in the 80s. And I told my kids were all sleeping. And I was like, I need to go get another nebulizer treatment. So I had my husband call an ambulance, and they took me by ambulance so we didn't have to wake up the kids. Little did I know I wouldn't see them again for a month. And
so now I'm just trying to catch up and keep up with the story.
Yeah.
You were already telling me you were isolated on a ventilator for a couple of weeks at this point, and you got out.
No. This is previous.
This is pre, okay.
Yeah, so I kind of bounced around a little bit.
I want to be sure we're all
this
together.
This is before,
this.
But yeah. I just, you know, that point that God allowed me to go this because it was something that he was going to use.
All right. So, you're doing it out of sequence. Which could be a good movie. Sometimes out of sequence to do that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
she's foreshadowing.
I am foreshadowing. That's
right?
What I'm doing right
now. Wow. And so you end up in the hospital, and then you didn't realize you were going to be in there for 2 weeks of what was about to transpire.
Yeah.
So when we come back from this break, look, I've heard this story just from Tracy and a little bit from you, and I want all y'all pay attention to this because to go into a place where I'm not going to say the doctors and nurses don't mean well, they're not trying their best, but there's also some times where you're in those settings and there are some people there that don't treat you like human either. And we need to talk about that and how you experienced what you went through and how God allowed you to go through it and helped you through it as well and all the people that were serving in that way. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A mother has been arrested in the deaths of her three children in the Los Angeles area. 30-year-old Liliana Carrillo was arrested after police responded to a residence on Saturday and found the children, all apparently under the age of five, dead inside an apartment. It's believed they were stabbed to death. One person was killed and three others were injured at a convenience store in Missouri. The shooter, a 28-year-old, was arrested. A man in New York City arrested for allegedly threatening to stab an undercover police officer who is Asian. ABC 7 reports that 35-year-old Juvian Rodriguez allegedly approached the officer as they were on an escalator and started shouting anti-Asian statements before making threats. He's facing several charges, including harassment as a hate crime. NYPD, in an effort to root out anti-Asian hate crimes, has placed officers out of uniform in areas where they are known to occur. This was the second arrest this week. This is USA Radio News. Another milestone in COVID vaccinations. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The White House says there's a new record for coronavirus vaccinations in one day. White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt tweeting yesterday that 4.6 million shots were given out on Saturday. He noted that's a half million above the previous record. The CDC says more than 117 million Americans have received at least one dose of the vaccine. That's just above 35% of the population. Meantime, more than 70 million are now fully vaccinated.
Iran says a blackout at its underground atomic facility is an act of nuclear terrorism. The head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran stopped short of directly blaming anyone for Sunday morning's incident. Many Israeli media outlets report it was a cyber attack that damaged the facility housing sensitive centrifuges. Yesterday, Iran said it had begun testing a model they say will enrich uranium 50 times faster. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Why again? Nutritional Frontiers, Tracy Straub, and shout out to Jamie for inviting me out to speak. It was great. I met some wonderful people here, really gifted healers, super smart, and great compassion and very spirit focused, which is always uplifting when that happens. And if you're going to hang around with someone like Tracy Straub, you know that's going to happen. There's no escaping it. Not that you'd want to. Michelle Kunzelman is here with us telling an amazing story of, like, you're on death's door kind of thing. You know, how do you survive? You go in again, you've pre-foreshadowed. We're back around your ambulance to the hospital.
Right.
You're in, like, your oxygen's dropped. Mm-hmm. You have all these lung things. They've given you medicines already. It's like COVID is in it. So now they're probably, you know, setting you up for, like, level 3 containment. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
And you go in, it's like you're probably going to be poked and prodded all night long, because I know what happens in those places.
Well, actually, that's not the case.
No.
So I got in there to the hospital, and they did put me in, you know, isolation, but I actually wasn't I wasn't examined for almost 8 hours.
What?
So they had a bunch of, we live in a small town, and they had a couple of drug overdoses, and actually someone died right there in the hallway. And so they didn't get in there right away. By the time they did, I was septic.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
I was really, really sick. And I do think that that little window right there was a pretty key window.
Mm-hmm.
But again, God never wastes anything. So I was there for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to have a positive test to give any kind of treatment at all. So they, you know, gave me oxygen support. They did, you know, BiPAP and tried to keep me breathing for a couple of days. But they were waiting and waiting and waiting. And the only two treatments available at that time were remdesivir and the blood, the convalescent
plasma. Convalescent plasma, plus a ventilator, right?
Plus a ventilator. Those are the only things that were available, but they couldn't even do those unless
you
had a positive
test. So all you had to do is tell them, just run it enough cycles, it'll be positive.
Right.
Right? But who knows how? They did come back positive eventually.
Right.
Okay.
It took 5 days, which is mind-blowing, because now they can suddenly, magically, get a test back so much faster, to the point that my doctors were very kind people, and they were willing to lose their license. They were at the point where they were saying, you know, if I don't get a test back by tomorrow, we're just going to start treating you, and I'll just take my chances. So they were kind people at that hospital specifically, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But then, and again, I was so sick I couldn't participate in my care, and that was one of the hardest points for me, was just knowing, you know, I even had to process, like, seeing all the syringes go into my IV and watching and being like, they wouldn't even communicate what was happening, and I was too weak to even ask, but I still wanted to know, you know, all of those things.
So you're 5 days in when this is finally happening. Now, that, when did they intubate, put you on ventilator?
Yeah, so that would have been, I went in on a Wednesday, going into Thursday, and they intubated on Saturday.
Okay.
And life flighted me on the vent to Allegheny General.
Wow.
So,
so life flighted on the vent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you talk about the violence of trying to put somebody on a vent. They have to sedate people.
Right.
Some people die of the sedation.
Sure.
And they never return. I mean, what's going on? I mean,
they
make horror stories about things like this.
I was actually completely aware during the venting process. Apparently, my body fought pretty hard to put all that, you know, the paralytics, it did not want them. So as they were trying to get the vent in, my oxygen was dropping, like, rapidly. And at one point I heard the nurse say, you know, we're losing her. I think we lost her. And
you're conscious of this.
And I was conscious, And I was fully aware of what they were saying. Couldn't talk, of course. And, you know, they're breathing with that bag at that point. And all I wanted to say is, no, I'm still here. Please breathe. Please squeeze that bag again. But
you had a moment, if I remember, saying that you were conscious in communication with God, saying,
right,
I'm okay if I go, I'm okay if I stay.
Right.
I mean, it's like a really peaceful place.
It was just a place of knowing, like, in that moment, I knew that if I left, if God took me home, I had trusted Christ as my Savior, and I knew that if I died that day, I was going to heaven, and I knew it was okay if I go, and it was okay if I stayed. And there was so much peace in that moment, because so much of my life had been poured into taking care of others, and I love that, and I still love that. But when we are trying to take care of others to take care of our own wounds, then we end up in a place of sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are in that situation, not just people that are in our industry, but you might be a mom that pours into your kids so much because of the wounds that you have yourself. And one of the biggest things that I learned walking through COVID is that God wanted to heal those wounds so that I could serve him, not out of a place of trying to heal myself, but out of a place of being healed. Yeah. And COVID was the most life-changing events for me in being able to see that clearly, that I could serve him, I could minister mm-hmm. out of a place of rest,
right.
not out of a place of total exhaustion.
One of the things I've learned, even with my ailments and illnesses as a young man or boy to a young man, I had to come to peace with it because there were times where I'd curse God. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, God, why did you let this happen to me? Why are you, you know, while I'm in it?
Right.
And then I'd come back and learn that all of that suffering was for a great purpose. It allowed me to be who I am, to be able to help people in the way I do, and brings great joy to my life. That I came to the conclusion that God allowed me to suffer so much so that I could do what I was here, what I agreed to come do.
Right.
And it was like, wow, what a revelation when we talk about suffering. Because one of the old Jewish questions I remember growing up is like, why? Why do we suffer, right? You know, why do good people suffer, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking, wow, it was one of the greatest gifts
right.
for me to learn what I learned. And you come through this unbelievable, I mean, it's more condensed, although your history, of course,
right.
Of ailments and wounds and things like that. I'm not trying to ignore that, of course. But it kind of comes to a head in this moment of an acute crisis that's life or death.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And... gosh, as you described to me as well, while you're intubated and also drugged out, you're still conscious and hearing how people are treating you almost like not human too.
Yeah.
There's that element.
It was as though I wasn't even there in
yeah.
the room. And that's one of the things that I just, you know, I have a lot of, you know, the more I feel, the more I can remember, which is interesting.
Wow.
So I'll have these moments where I'm like, whoa, all the whole sequence mm-hmm. of conversation, between doctors and nurses, the prognosis was not good. And I heard about it all the time, while I was sedated, which, I mean, I wasn't in a coma. I
right.
was still, they would, you know, kind of, I could still respond to cues and things like that through the whole sedation.
I want this to be a lesson or a message for all the doctors and nurses that serve in ICUs with people, patients that are in that state. They hear you. They can feel you. They understand what's going on. So be careful what you say, and certainly try to be compassionate and human, even as you see a person that you can't overtly communicate with. But that's what I always say about the critique that I have of medicine is when they abandon spirit, mm-hmm. they ignore that aspect of real energetic exchange that exists because we are more than just our physical bodies. So just stunning this story. So where does it go from here?
Well, the peace that was there through the whole thing was just amazing. Even mm-hmm. though those things were real and there were trauma, there was so many amazing things in that time that I was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 weeks before I gotten sick, I kept hearing the phrase, come away with me, Michelle. And I knew it was the Holy Spirit calling me to just come and sit with him. And I was so busy at that time that I was like, I don't, how? And I remember sitting on my couch hearing those words again and being like, but God, how? And so I had scheduled this time away, just like 2 days, to go away and just spend time with him. And really through all of that, it was like God was like, nah, that's not quite enough time, Michelle. Let's this happen.
I'm going to give you the time you need.
Right, exactly.
Like, well, I didn't think it was going to be like that.
Yeah, so every day I would wake up and I would have this moment. It felt daily. You know, of course, days and nights were all mixed up, but it felt daily. It might have been more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'd wake up and I'd see those ceiling tiles, the familiar, you know, and I would hear the words, come away with me. And I knew that this was a time where God truly was, in his word, saying, my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Mm.
Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of God may rest upon me.
Mm.
And I knew that that was a season for me to sit with Jesus and let him minister to my soul. I had sent a text to a friend a few days before I got sick. Before I was on the ventilator.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it not too long ago. And I just had said, you know, I just feel like God is healing something else in me with this. And God healed far more than my lungs with my experience with COVID. He healed my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that my heart was in this terrible shape. My heart was open. It was surrendered to the Holy Spirit, doing whatever he wanted to do. And COVID was the place where I got to see the power of God most clearly in my life.
Just extraordinary. Yeah. And Tracy, you were on the outside of this, and people were going, Tracy, help, right? And you had that reach, and you were reaching out to folks and talking. So there was another aspect of the story from outside that she's going through this inside.
Yeah, actually it was nice because Shane, her husband, created a Facebook group. And actually it might have been your brother who created it.
Right.
But her husband pretty much was the moderator of it and would post daily these updates, and then, you know, he and I would talk, and I had never spoke to Shane before. So, you know, when he called me, he was just the calmest, sweetest, nicest man, and he just was very concerned about his wife and his children. So, you know, he was busy being dad and, you know, keeping the house going and working full time and trying to keep everybody just calm while this is all going on. And he is just like such a beacon of calmness. He really is. So I was reaching out to just anybody I could that had experience with, you know, whether it was genomic nutrition or like Dr. Len, who's a PharmD MD, and just saying, here's the medication she's on. Here's what they're doing now. Here's what's, and I would just have this whole group of people, and then I would go back and I would tell Shane. And that's kind of how we just rolled the whole time.
What a team.
So, yeah. And then when things got challenging or difficult, you know, when Shane had to go advocate for something, you know, that was nice because we could pull from these resources and give them the right terminology, a way to, like, stay in communication with these doctors that they wouldn't be offended and they would listen to him. And then there was other times where I'm like, get to the nurse's station and tell them this now. You know, so there was those urgency times, and then there was persuasive times. But I was more shocked of, like, the amount of medication that was being used and the crisis that it created. Right. Like, it wasn't because she had COVID.
Right.
Her crisis would come from this medication or that medication. We were always offsetting something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really got me.
At right. the same time, you could argue that the triage, what I call wartime medicine, where allopathic medicine shines, saves people. It also puts them at additional or new risks that they didn't even come in for. So we talk about yeah. even medical errors, and there were some errors in right. levels of things, and we'll talk about that. We've got a short break, and then we'll be back for a final segment of Hour 1 here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Shell Tracy, bringing it. Spirits flowing. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Belcher. All right, this is an incredible story. We'll not do it justice in 1 hour on radio, I promise you. But Michelle, you have been are amazing, and Tracy, of course, you are. Real quick, Michelle, how do people find out about what you do? Because you're back.
Yeah, I am. I practice in Slippery Rock. I do virtual appointments as well as in person. The name of my business is Harbor of Hope. You can find me on Facebook and my website. Or call 724-372-2127.
Okay, Harbor of Hope. And Tracy, how best people reach out to you?
Either by email or phone. I am on Facebook as well. It's just Tracy Straub, and they can contact me at 814-932-5716, or you can contact me through nutritionalfrontiers.com.
Excellent, excellent. So how do we wrap it up? How do you get off the ventilator? The medication errors, all of these things are very real and of concern. Yet you had a great team, your husband and your friends and the spirit moving everybody to help you. So how would we figure out how you got out of this?
I think one of the key things to understand about my time in the hospital was the turning points. It wasn't with the application of remdesivir. It wasn't with the convalescent plasma. It wasn't with all the steroids. It was when Tracy and my husband advocated for IV nutrition. And within a day, there was a dramatic turnaround. I think that brings us back to the heart of holistic healing, and that we understand that everything comes down to toxicity or deficiency in our health. And so I had both going on, and nutrition was really the thing that made the difference. Because just within a couple of days of adding that IV nutrition, I was able to get off the ventilator. I was in ICU a couple more days after the vent and then right into step down. They were expecting me to have to go to a rehab facility I, you know, couldn't even walk, couldn't even stand up post ventilator.
And they didn't even offer physical therapy.
No physical therapy right away. There was no respiratory therapy. Finally, there was this turning point moment when I got into step down, and it was like the Holy Spirit just brought awareness to me. And I just had this like, whoa, go off all medications that are not life sustaining. And some things had happened, which we won't get into, that got me to that point. But I said, take me off of all medication that's not life sustaining, which interestingly enough, I was on probably 12 or 14 medications, and that brought me down to two.
Okay.
Which,
what does that say?
Right.
Polypharmacy.
Right. And
you
granted,
that really good insurance.
Yeah, I did have really good insurance. So,
down to two meds.
Down
all
to
right.
two things. And at that point, I went through a day that I was on 12 liters of oxygen at that point. And within 24 hours, I was down to 2 liters of oxygen. That's a dramatic shift. But all of these things that they were using as like anti-anxiety, I mean, there were so many different things.
Right.
Fentanyl,
they just throw anything they can if you have good insurance.
They were repressing my lung function.
Right.
And I knew in that moment, you've got to get me off of this stuff or my lungs are not going to heal. So that was a key moment.
And then
I also brought supplements into my, was able to take them into my room. And the doctors were way more open because of what I did for a living, which was a really helpful thing because I could explain why and how. Dr. Len was just a huge blessing as a pharmacist to be able to say, I talked to my pharmacist and he's
that
okay with this. And
authority.
That helped him to be able to be fine with that. So my husband was able to get good things in, like some bone broth and then some power fuel from Nutritional Frontiers, as well as some of their Pro Colors, which is just really dense nutrition. Because I had no capacity to take in lots of food.
No.
The food they gave me right out of the first meal that they gave me when I was cleared to swallow was like turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy. And I looked at it, I was like, there's just
no
way.
No.
So I was able to get that nutrition in, and they were open to that. And that's not just for me, because you can advocate for yourself and you can say, this is what we need. And if you or a loved one goes through something like this, you know, and you are in a situation where you need to get them what they need, you can be kind, but you can be firm.
Yeah.
And that's really where we had to
step up and advocate for yourself. And if you have friends or family, please step up and advocate for those that can't in those situations. Also, recommend to bring food.
Right.
Don't let them eat that food in the hospital or supplement like you did in the meal replacements, good quality supplementation. You're alive and still recovering, but doing wonderfully. And, you know, you've sustained me this weekend in a food desert way outside of Pittsburgh where I couldn't get this kind of food. And I told Tracy, I'm going to fast. She's like, oh, you're not fasting. Michelle's here.
And I was like, I got friends.
Yeah, you do. And this friend, Michelle, who we are now friends with, is like just astonishing. But never forget your heart and the healing that it always requires, not just because of what happened. But don't go back on those patterns. I don't think you will. But the gifts of the Holy Spirit are abundant, and they are made, you know, living within you, what you've done and what you've shared with us. So thank you for being here. We'll have to talk again.
Sure.
We're out of time. Remember, y'all, it's God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com to link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.